I'm all about the good vibes, the good vibes. We bout to have a good time, a good time. Leave my problems all behind, all behind. We living out the good life, the good life, yeah. I ain't gotta worry about a thing.
Oh no.
Had some obstacles I overcame.
Oh yeah.
You don't have to ever be the same.
Oh lord.
Cause when we change the mind, we change the game.
Everybody, it's your boy Kenny Clutch with another episode on the Clutch Vision Podcast. I got a very, very special guest in the building tonight. My man 50 Grand all the way from NY. My man James Lopez representing Fatherhood is Lit. What's going on, big boy? How you doing?
Yo, I'm good, man. That beat, bro. You just know how to set the tone, huh?
Shout out to my man Stretch. My man Stretch, Geo Stretch on the track. You know, shout out to him, man. If you guys need an intro, if you guys need anything like that, make sure you hit up my man Gio, my man Stretch. Hit him up on Instagram. Hit him up on Facebook. Yo, he did the track for me, bro. And I was just like, and this is the, like, normally, like, you get, like, a track, and it's like the you wait. Yeah, do it again. Do it again. Give me another one. Give me another one, right? This is the first track he did. He did a home run.
What shot?
I said, listen, bro. I said, this is what I need. I'm gonna give you some of my words and then go with it. So that's all he needed. He just needed like a couple of my words and went right in, bro.
He killed it. He killed it. The beat, the lyrics, everything, bro. He killed it. So shout out to him, bro, for real. That when we're out of order list, hug him.
Yeah. facts. So listen, man. First and foremost, yo. Happy Father's Day, you know what I'm saying?
Likewise.
Even though we in July right now, you know what I'm saying? Happy Father's Day. We're going to be talking about Fatherhood is Lit and everything, you know. But first and foremost, how's the fam during the quarantine, during the COVID? How's everything going on there?
Yo, it's crazy, man, because, you know, out here, school doesn't end until, like, the end of June, right? So we just finished school Friday. So it's been a crazy couple months, man, since March till now, trying to keep them busy, trying to keep them educated. Yo, much easier said than done, man, for real.
Right.
It's been a challenge, man.
Bruh, who you telling? Like, the whole remote learning thing, like, my wife, he was like, you know, maybe that would be a cool idea, right? Maybe that would be, like, super, super dope. And then when you get to week number two, it's like, maybe you should rethink this thing.
It gets crazy, man. Like I'm so used to being with my kids, right? But the minute this all of this happened, it was like, man, I'm gonna get extra time with them. And my wife is home, and she's a teacher, so it's like, yo, I'm home alone. Even though she's here, I gotta take care of the kids. I gotta educate them, let them get the education on while also building my business.
Right.
It's like, damn, dude. Like, you just want to challenge me this year, huh?
No, man, it's so crazy. But you know what? I'm gonna be honest. I'd rather have them with me and go through the headache and go through the craziness than them out, you know, in danger. You know what I'm saying? I'll just deal with it because this is what we signed up for, right?
Yeah. I mean, right before we got hit by COVID, people were asking me, they're like, yo, James, what you going to do with your kids? You going to keep them in school? What you doing? Like, they were looking for guidance. You know what I mean?
Right.
A week before they closed it, I told my wife, I was like, yo, you know what? The kids can just stay home with me. Like, I'll deal with the superintendent. I'll deal with the principal. But if they get sick, you know, nobody's going to stop me then. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Keep them home. And luckily for us, that following week, they closed down the schools.
Man, yeah. So, but everything's been straight from there, though?
Yo, man, it's been eye-opening. Like, you know, you get to really feel each other out.
Right.
You know how that goes. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, you know, Fatherhood is Lit. How did you start it? You know, what was the motivation behind it?
Yeah, man. So I started this because I used to be heavy in the tech scene. I used to build in that world. And I used to run a conference called Tech 808, which was part of the Fat Startup. The reason I had quit my job, like, I had a really, you know, really good tech position, was to start this conference and to have more time with my kids. As I started building this company and as we started seeing success, I started noticing that people would tell me, yo, how do you keep your kids busy? Like, you do all of this. You're all over the place. You're all over the country. But somehow you're still having fun with your kids.
Right.
And after that, I, like, once we decided to fold the Fat Startup, I was like, yo, what am I going to do next? So I jumped on with one of my boys. His name was actually Premium Pete. You guys probably know him from his podcast. And we were trying to do this thing called Presence Over Presence. You know, that didn't work out well. And one day I'm online and my boy who started another company, he goes, yo, you're the CEO of Fatherhood Is Lit. And it was ding, ding, ding. It's over.
Yeah.
That's gonna be my next project to show the world that fatherhood is lit, man. That your presence doesn't have to be boring. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right, right. So how many kids do you have?
I got three.
Three kids.
Yeah.
You want to have some more?
Hell no. Nah, listen, I'm 40 right now, and I quit my job when I was about, I'm going to say, 31. So I've had 9 years of being an entrepreneur, and I've sacrificed a lot for them and vice versa. Right now, I just want to focus on the next 10 years on building this business and leaving a legacy. Like, Fatherhood Is Lit is dope, man. Like, it's a good initiative. It might not succeed. Right. So for the next 10 years, I'm working on this or the next idea. So it's like, I know me. I go fully in. I go 100% in. We have another kid. I'm staying home chilling with the kid, man.
Yeah, That's what's up, man. Yeah. So, you know, because you guys are pretty big on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I see you guys doing really, really great things, man. You know, what are some of the things that you teach your kids, you know, especially, you know, with COVID and things like that? And then we have social injustice going on. Yeah. What type of conversations are you having with your kids to prepare them for the world?
Oh, man, our conversations are as real as they get, man. Like, you know, this is something that I always ask my friends, like, what's too real? And when my kids go, we dig in deep, man. Like, my kids are not my skin tone. You know what I mean? Like, my darkest one is probably like two shades lighter than me. You know what I mean? And it's like, we live in Staten Island. This is like, you know, this is Republican police officers everywhere. Like, it's city workers. So here I got to be careful with. It's like, yo, let me teach you the differences, because you guys are a little bit lighter, but you still carry the Lopez name. You know what I mean? And right there, you're going to get judged. So it's been interesting, because I try to keep it real with them. Like, my son, my oldest will joke around, you know, if we get pulled over by the cops, he'll joke and say, oh, dad is scared. But he knows exactly what he's saying and why. And it's because I've always showed him that. You know what I mean? So it's cool. It's cool to show them both sides of the world. You know, being able to tell them, yo, you know, we got some bad people. We got some good people. And the same thing applies to COVID. You know, we got some people that want to open up their businesses, and then we got some people that want to stay home. You know what I mean? Like, it all depends on the people.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think it does depend on the people a lot. You know, I mean, with everything going on with COVID, with everything going on with the social injustice, man, like, our children are, you know, we got to cling on to them, like, even tighter now, and show them the way. You know, my pastor said something pretty dope. He said, you know, the young people now, we have to teach them the ways now and train them properly, because they're the ones that are going to come up with the solutions today for tomorrow's problems. You know what I'm saying? I think that's super dope. But, you know, at the same time, we also have, now you're married, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we also have those fathers that are out there that, they don't have that wife, and they're raising children on their own. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, do you run into those guys in on your platform as well too? And what kind of advice do you give them?
Many of them, man. I would say that from my platform, I would say it's probably like a split of like 75% that are single men compared to 25% that are married. Yeah. Wow. So, because a lot of dads come to me to look for things to do with their kids. Mm. Like, yo, you know, I only got my son this weekend. What's out there for me to do that I might actually like? Not that my kid like, because, you know, your kids, when they're with you, they like anything you do. You know, you could take a ball and bang it against the wall and they cool. But what do we like to do? So they reach out to me asking me, yo, how do I spend time with my kids? What should I do with them? Yo, baby moms is driving me nuts. How should I handle her?
Yeah.
And it comes from a place of, I don't know it all, but what I have is empathy for others.
Yeah.
And I showcase that with my platform, where I can now tell a dad, yo, you know, you mad at your baby moms, but what the fuck did you do? You know what I mean? Like, what was it that you did that was wrong?
Right.
You know what I mean? So they trust me enough to say, all right, James, you're right. Like, I messed up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's been fun to find things for dads, but also be like sort of a mentor.
Yeah. So like, what's the, like, the, you know, if you could share, what is like some of the craziest stories that you've heard from some of these dads that are actually out there trying, actually out there doing their thing, but they end up getting, you know, the flack, you know, from the baby mom for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, the craziest story is the one that we all know of. You know, you got to go to fight to court. You got to go to court to fight for your kids. Like, think about COVID. COVID just hit people, right? So I have at least three or four dads that I talk to on the regular, that they can't see their kids due to COVID and the courts. Mm. Where now the baby mom is saying, yo, you know what? I can't let my baby dad see these kids because he might get them sick.
Right.
But in actuality, she might be doing it to be a little spiteful. You know what I mean? So right. I got a couple dads that are going through that. And, yo, it's hell, bro. Like, it's sometimes I'm talking to them and I want to tear up because it's like, yo, I got the luxury of seeing my kids 24/7. Mm. You got to go fight the court. And right. now the court system ain't even open.
Right.
Who's fighting for you?
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Now, here's the other thing about that, right? You got fathers out there that don't even fight,
yeah.
right? But then you got those fathers out there that do fight, that give the fathers that do fight a bad rap because it's like, yo, I'm out here fighting for my children. How could you not fight for your kids and you have the opportunity to be there all the time and I don't, right? It's kind of like an unfair scenario here, right? So, you know me, I'm in the Down syndrome community. Yeah. And I get this story all the time where there are mothers out there that they say to me, their husband or their boyfriend or whoever, because their child has Down syndrome, the father is not all the way there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or the father would say, I don't make kids like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do things like that. And it just kills me, man, because I don't care how you look at it or how you slice it. That's still your child
yep.
at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? For the fathers that, if you were speaking to the fathers that are not doing what they got to do, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this is no shade towards them, but the truth is the truth at the end of the day.
Oh, this shade. This shade. Right?
You know what I'm saying? So what do you say to those guys to get them back on track?
Yo, there's shade for that, man. And it comes in the form of letting them know that they're losers, bro. Like they're losers for that because there's a lot, like you just said, a lot of dads are out there fighting to be with their kids. They're putting up 30, 40 grand just to have visitation. Mm-hmm. And you choose not to have your child because of the way the child was born. Mm-hmm. Like that makes you a loser, man. And anybody that's attached to you, right? Any friends that's attached to you that got kids, if they're not telling you that you're a loser, they're losers themselves too. Mm-hmm. Because I can't see a kid hurting, man.
Yeah.
Like I grew up in the hood. Like I grew up in the South Bronx, the crack epidemic. Mm-hmm. Like I can't see a kid hurting. That is whack, bro. If a dude does not take care of his child for whatever reasons, you're a loser in my eyes and you can't be in my circle, man.
Right.
That's it. Like there is shade.
Right. Yeah. Here's my next, this is bringing me to my next point, right? There's so many fathers out there that grow up without a father and then they don't know how to be a father.
Yeah.
Right. So do you feel that may play a part in it, even though you are a man, right? Yeah. But you were never taught how to be a man. You know, how big of a role do you feel that plays in society today?
So I think it's a definite correlation between having a father there and how you father. But I also can't give somebody that doesn't father an easy way out.
Right.
All right, you don't know, you didn't have a dad, right? Your dad wasn't around.
Right.
Maybe you want to give your child the things you never had. It's that simple, right?
Yeah.
In my family, I have my dad, I got my older brother who's 10 years older than me, my sister who's 20 years older than me. My dad don't talk to them. My brother always tells me, yo, Jimmy, your dad messed me up. He don't talk to me. And it's like, dawgs, I get it. But that was 20, 30 years ago.
Right.
That was your step pops. Now it's your turn to show my dad, your step pops, how to be a real dad.
So basically, don't use it as an excuse to not father your child. Period.
Yo, don't use it as an excuse. Use it as a motivator.
Right. Yo,
what are all the things that I didn't get to do with my dad that I would love to do with my kids, man? Right. Is it the baseball game? Is it going to the arcades? Yo, let me go do that because I don't want to be that dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? And once again, it goes back to saying, yo, he's a loser. He's running around. I don't want to be a loser. We could all be losers. You know what it is. We catch L's every day.
Every day.
But you don't want to be a loser to your kids.
No.
That's a lifelong L, bro.
My sons look at me as like their biggest hero. Like my 6-year-old Javion is like, Dad, you're like the strongest in the world. Mind you, I'm only 132 pounds.
But you got the heart.
But he, in his mind, you know what I'm saying? I'm Superman. You know what I'm saying? Like period. And I want my kids to feel that. I want my kids to be, you know, to know that dad is Superman. Like, I will take care of everything for you as long as it is in my power, as long as God gives me life, gives me breath, I got you. You know what I'm saying?
How good does that feel?
It's amazing, bro.
And that's amazing. It.
It's like I wake up and the fact that I may be down here working at the computer, you know, my kids will come to me. You know, JJ will come up to me, Christian or whoever, and Christian's walking now, by the way. So it's like, he'll come up to me and just give me a hug. Or JV, I'll just be like, I love you, dad. It's just like, yo, man, I love that.
Yeah.
You know, I love to hear, you know, I love you, dad. Like, I don't have to give you nothing.
Yeah. It's like, not come on, man.
Like, for real? Like, this is real right here? Like, man. Okay. I like it. That's
especially during bad times. Like, you could be having the worst day ever. Your son come up to you and pull on your leg, yo, everything changes, man. The mood changes.
Everything changes. So let me ask you this, right? Like, when fatherhood is lit and you showing your kids the way, you know, how supportive is your wife and how important is she to, you know, to being completing your puzzle?
Oh, man, for fatherhood, she's everything, man, because she allows me the opportunity to be with my kids without any hassles. You know what I mean? Like, yes, we're married, but even if we weren't married, I kind of feel like she would still be okay with it because she knows what it feels like not to have a dad there 24/7. You know what I mean? So she encourages me.
So wait, so let's talk about that for a second, right? Because you just said something pretty dope, right? Because my wife does the same thing. She allows me to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
Because she knows that I'm the priest of our home. You know what I'm saying? I'm the king of the home. If I get focused and you allow me to do what I do, boom, I got you on the back end here, you know what I'm saying, on the other side. Now, let's keep it real. There are families out there that you got a man that is ambitious, wants to work, but can't get it done because he's so bottled up with everything else. Yeah. Or, you know, sometimes in certain situations, women may continue to push, you know, their significant other a little bit too much, and that person can't get to that next level. It's like,
the pressure kind of like holds you back.
So what do you say to those ladies? You know what I'm saying? Just to hear, because sometimes they may need to hear from a different voice. Yeah. So what do you say to those ladies?
Man, it's almost like dating, right? Like you look at a dude or a female and you say, they never have a chance with me, right? But then sooner or later you give them a chance, right? Then when you give them the chance, you'd be like, man, like, I didn't expect that dude or that chick to be that way.
Right.
Right. So it's the same thing with fatherhood, where it's like my wife knows that, yo, I'm not going to be perfect. But if I don't try it, my kids will never benefit from it. So she's cool with me making mistakes, which are mistakes in her eyes, but might not be mistakes in my eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes when I talk to my kids, I talk to them and she'll look at me and be like, yo, I can't believe you said that to him. But that's me. That's the way I do it. Allow me to do it my way. You do it your way. We'll find a middle ground somehow. But unless we try, or unless we let each other try, we're just going to be fighting all the time, man. It doesn't happen with us. Like, my wife, I'm so blessed, bro. I'm so lucky. You know, when my son was 5 years old, I told her, yo, I'm going to leave my tech career. I'm going to go start a business. She looked at me and said, yo, I knew you always wanted to do this. Do it for your kids. Fair, win or lose. Right. That's really, really hard for anybody.
You're like, it's like now, because you're like leaving that legacy, right? It's like, you know, when you transition, you know, to the next world, it's like, I need to leave something here for them.
Yeah.
I think that's what drives me as well, too, because I'm like, look, man, I got to make sure that my kids have, you know, everything that they need, at least, because let's keep it real, right? You know, we're men of color, so we start on the 1 yard line compared to, you know, other people start on the 50, right?
Sometimes the end zone, man. Sometimes
it's already in the safety.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's like, yo, I don't want my kids to start on the one. I don't want them to start in the end zone. I want them to at least start on the 45. Yeah. Like, man. You know what I'm saying? So how important is, you know, legacy building in building, you know, that generational wealth, you know, for today's children and your kids as well, too?
Yo, it's super important. But first, before you even get to the legacy part, like, being present gets you to that part. Right. Mm. The more you're around your kids, the more you realize, yo, I got to do things differently because they're watching. You know what I'm saying? Like we've all had it. We've all walked past our kids. We've all said, damn it. And we've all heard our kids say, damn it. And then you look at them, like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing? That's our presence. Right. On the legacy side, I always tell my son that everything that I've gotten, I was supposed to get. So me building this business wasn't a guarantee.
Right.
That's what I'm going to chase. That's the legacy I want. Mm-hmm. Was I supposed to go to college? Yes. Was I supposed to graduate from college? Yes. Was I supposed to buy a home? Yes. Was I supposed to be into the stock market and invest? Of course.
Right.
Was I supposed to be a successful businessman? Maybe not. Mm. So that's my real challenge. All the other things, yo, if you could get it, I could get it. Let's start chasing the things that others don't want to get. The things that people are afraid to get. That's the legacy. That's the business. I always tell my wife, I want to leave my name on a gym. Mm. Yo, I can't do that working a 9 to 5 at Random House. You know what I'm saying? Right. I might be able to, but chances are it'd be better if I could build the next Facebook.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what? And to be honest, like, listen, guys, like, this, and to everybody that has 9 to 5, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Like, it may not be for everybody, right? Yeah. But at the same time, you could use a 9 to 5 or whatever to get you to your next destination. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's cool.
I just knew that for me. I couldn't do the 9 to 5 because I already started at a negative side.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew my bosses that were not my skin tone were not going to let me rise the ranks in the time that I wanted to rise it. Maybe if I wait 20, 30 years, I get it.
Here's what's so dope about what you just said. In the time that you wanted to, because at the end of the day, listen, job or no job, you working for a company, not working for the company, it is your time.
Yeah.
This is your life. This is your time. So you got to decide what you spend your time on.
Yeah.
You
know?
What did Les Brown say? Les Brown said there's 1,440 minutes in a day. That means we got 1,440 opportunities to be successful.
Yeah, man.
We should spend our time like we spend our money. You know what I'm saying? And we should be careful with that. You know what I'm saying?
And legacies come in many ways.
Right.
Like, you don't have to be super successful to leave a legacy. Like, right now, I could transition tomorrow, and I know that my son is going to say, yo, my dad was a great father, and he's impacted a whole bunch of people on the fatherhood level, but also on the tech level, because he got to see everything happen. Like, before diversity became a big thing in tech, we were leading the charge. He got to see that.
Right.
You know what I mean? He got to see that. Now diversity in tech is a buzzword. Yo, that only happened because the fat startup took all the arrows in the back. You know what I mean? My son saw that. He saw me standing at NYU saying, yo, we got a room full of 400 minorities. Where else you gonna see that? We did that.
We did that.
They're all here to learn tech.
Facts.
Like, yo, the legacy is cemented. Now it's just adding layers to it. You know what I mean?
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we got my man James Lopez on the line and on the Clutch Vision podcast. Make sure you share this with your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your auntie, your abuela, abuelo. Share with somebody, share with your dog, your cat, your stepdaughter,
your popo, your pat pat.
Share with everybody. Share with your stepdog, your stepcat. I don't care who it is. Make sure you share this with somebody. If you guys are going to be watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, comment below. We are on Crowdcast right now, so make sure you guys follow me on Crowdcast. If you guys are listening to this on Anchor, on Spotify, or Google, or Apple Podcasts, make sure you guys go ahead and give me a 5-star review, and let's bump this podcast up as we are doing this for the people. Now, James, we want to get into some questions. We got some questions from the fans out there on the show, right? So this question is coming from Guy. Guy's got two questions, so we're going to answer the first one. The first one is, how does James' definition of fatherhood influence his wife's life?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, because it's a multi-part. Like, for me, fatherhood means that I'm not only providing, but I'm also present, right? Like, the big thing for me is always presence, right? Mm. So knowing that, my wife knows that I want to spend time with my kids, but I want to do it my way, right? Meaning that, yo, she might like doing the little walks in the park. I'd rather go play tag in the park. You know what I mean? And that's how we get down. So she knows that when I come through and I say, yo, this weekend I want to go do such and such, she knows that I'm doing it for me. Yes, it's to spend time with my kids, but it's also for me. Because if I'm bored, I might not want to do that anymore. You know what I mean? And you know what it is. We sacrifice, bro. Like, we'll do things for our kids just to make them happy.
Absolutely.
Now she knows I want to be happy too.
Yeah, exactly.
And yo, you know how they say a happy wife, happy life. Yo, a happy husband means a good time, man. Like, we're gonna have a great time together.
You gotta find something that rhymes with that.
Yeah, because I can't find one on the fly, bro. We need your boy that did the beats.
Happy husband, good loving, something like that.
We'll
happy
take that. but she knows that, yo, me being present is a big part of my life. So she knows that I'm gonna always make the right choice. You know what I mean? Like I've had opportunities to go do things without my kids that I've actually had to turn down because my son had basketball practice and I'm the coach. He knows that I'm not gonna play around with my time, man. You know what I mean? And I don't want her to play around with her time. She gets it too. Yo, you home with the family? Yo, turn the phone off, man. You with us.
There it is. So we're gonna jump to our next question.
Yeah.
Guy asking again. He says, how does James encourage fatherhood in a blended family, i.e. fathers raising other people's kids?
Okay. All right, so blending. So first I'll start with the blended side. Like for me, you know, we're not blended in the traditional sense with stepfather. You know, I'm not a stepdad or anything like that, but we're mixed race. And right. For me to be mixed race, what I do with my kids is that I try to show them the traditions of all sides of it. So they're Chinese and Puerto Rican. Yo, we're there for Chinese New Year's. We're there to visit people in the cemetery to play, you know, praise our dead and stuff like that. Like the traditions that Chinese people have, we do that. And I'm part of that. Meaning that when we're in church, I'm bowing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm doing my cross, but I'm also bowing for their heritage, you know, their tradition. So that's how I do that part. For parents that are being co-parenting or have stepkids, yo, I think that's a harder one. If you're dealing with the stepkids, I think it's better for you to understand that they might know that you're not the original dad. You're like the bonus dad. Yeah. You know what I mean? So there's going to be times where you have to be empathetic and understand that when they come at you, they might not be coming at you out of malice or out of hate. They just have another dad to talk to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Another dad to behave for.
And I can actually, you know, attest to that because, you know, we have a blended family. You know, my older two kids, they have a separate father. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is with that, like we never really had that real clash, right?
It was a blessing.
Yeah, that's a blessing. And then even with their father, you know what I'm saying? We've always been cool, you know what I'm saying? Forever, you know what I mean? So it was never really, you know, a backlash or anything like that. Like, you're not my dad type of thing. Like, I never really had to deal with that on a huge, huge level.
Yeah.
So, of course you deal with attitudes and you deal with like the growing pains and stuff like that of family, like every family does. So for me, I've been blessed, but for any other parent that's going through that, it's all about patience in my eyes. Yep. You know, saying, and you in understanding.
Empathy, man. Empathy.
Just being, just know, like, listen, yo, like when a situation comes up, it's like, listen, I know I'm not your dad. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm doing everything possible to make sure that you are okay. So in a sense, you know, I'm trying to be a father figure and I know I'm not your biological father, you know what I'm saying? But I'm here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm here. Let's, you know, if you need somebody, I'm here. And I get it. I understand. Yeah. Like, try to, like you said, empathy, try to understand, you know, what they're feeling, because every kid wants their parents to be together.
Yeah.
Work out like that, right? Yeah. It just doesn't. But we have to, as men, we have to have that. And then for women too. Some women go into, you know what I'm saying, and being a stepmom. So it's the same thing. Like, listen, I know I'm not your, you know, your real mom, you know, but develop, it's a relationship, guys, at the end of the day.
It's okay to take a step back.
It's okay.
Like, it's okay. You know what I mean? It's a
relationship. And we gotta learn how to, you know, build those relationships and take the time, you know, to build those relationships as well too. But here's what I do say. Your significant other, the biological parent in the house, it is very, very important that they have your back.
They're the strongest ally, man. Yep.
You know, then you two have to be on the same page, because if not, then the kid may always sit there and rebel.
Yep.
So that's my, you know, to add on to what you just said, that's my advice there, you know what I'm saying?
I think you hit it perfectly. Patience, empathy, and to always know, like, if you keep telling them you love them, everything will be all right sooner or later. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's gonna take some time and understand that, yo, you know, it's okay for you to take a step back, reassess the situation, and yo, let people cool down a little bit, man. Because sometimes we'll say things that we don't want to say. You know what I mean?
Exactly, bro. Exactly. So let me ask. So let me ask you this. You know, so what does with Fatherhood is Lit, what do you guys have coming up? You guys have anything like planned out, you know, for the summer or going into the rest of 2020?
So I've been approached by a lot of brands. They want to do more live events. You know, my bread and butter was hosting live events with the dads and their kids. Unfortunately, I have to turn them down. And a lot of them I have to turn down because, once again, I don't want to risk my kids. You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people say, yo, this is nothing. We'll get over this. Social distancing. Yo, if I could just stay home and protect my kids, I'd rather do that. So I'm going to focus more on the online verticals and make sure that I keep representing for dads. So, like, I get invited to events. Like, I'm doing Sweet Sweet, which is a big toy fair that they do every year. I get invited every year to represent for the dads. This year, we're doing it online, where I get to actually sit there and say, yo, I'm here for the dads.
Yeah.
There's 95% women here. I'm one of the 5% dads. Let me make some noise. You know what I mean? So I do that, and then I host my graffiti stuff and various classes. One thing that I've been doing that really has helped me is a project that I call Talk to a Dad. And I'm actually talking to dads in need. Like, I give them, I can't give them too much time. So I give them 15 minute slots, you know, two or three times a week. And just a stranger, any dad that just wants to talk to a father can call that number and speak to me directly. Sometimes they don't know who I am. They don't know Fatherhood is Lit. They just found the number and they need a dad to talk to.
Wow,
that's been really dope because I hear some crazy stuff, man. And sometimes a dad just needs another dad to talk to, even if it's 10 minutes. Like I had one dad I was talking to. We're talking about divorce. You know, he's going through divorce with his wife, can't see the kids. She's playing games with him, won't let him see the kids. All he wants to do is spend time with her. We had such a good conversation that he was like, yo, fly out to Arizona, man. Like, just meet up, mentor me, like, for a week. I'm like, dude, I can't mentor you on Fatherhood. All I could do is just talk to you about it.
Right.
So now I gave him my personal number, and we just talk about it all the time.
That's, you know, dope. That's
dope. It feels real, real good to be able to do that.
How good does it feel to know that you're helping, you know, other fathers out there?
Oh, it feels good because it's sometimes some of the things that people need help with is things that we've dealt with or we know people that have dealt with it. And once again, like, sometimes, yo, you know how it is while you're doing this business by yourself. Yo, it's a lonely world, bro.
Yeah.
Like 9 to 5, that's the one advantage of 9 to 5. You have people around you. You got friends. Even if they're water cooler friends, you got them.
Yeah.
When you're working as an entrepreneur, you got the back seat of your chair.
Yeah,
you got
man.
The wall. So yeah. Being able to just talk to another guy, another father for 15 minutes, I need that.
Right.
It worked out well.
Just to you know, crack it open real quick and just let it off, because a lot of us men we hold in the emotions and stuff like that, and you know, sometimes our women may not understand, and we just need, you know, another guy that understands, another father that understands, not your boy that ain't got no kid.
Won't tell you the truth.
Won't tell you the truth. You need to talk to somebody that's for real. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. So listen, man, we're coming to the end of the show, right?
Okay.
And a couple things. I got one question, and then we're gonna play a little game. Cool.
Right. I'm down.
So here's the question. So now we just hit, you know, we came out of halftime.
Okay.
Right. Came out of halftime. 2020 is halfway through, and we have an event called Shift Makers coming up.
Okay.
Right. On July 25th, Shift Makers. Guys, Shift Makers is coming up July 25th. Make sure you guys go ahead and get your tickets for this event. The link is in my Instagram. Make sure you go ahead and get those tickets for Shift Makers. We're going to be talking about a lot of great things here. And my question to you, James, is this, right? You got all 7.5 billion people in the world listening to you right now. Fathers, mothers, people everywhere. Right.
Yeah.
What type of encouragement do you give them to get through the second half of the year and make the shift?
Yo, man, that's a long-winded one, but also a short one. The short version is we got each other. Like, we got our family. So if you're lucky enough to be there with your kids, like, embrace that, because we might never, ever get that time again.
Yeah.
Right? And then be ready for the unknown, because once this is over, we don't know what the world is going to look like at all. And if we're worried and we're, like, you know, falling victim to pressure, our kids will know that. Our kids will also know that something's wrong. A lot of us like to shield our kids from, like, the issues. You know, this is one of those times that I say, yo, if you're going to shield them, you better mentally prepare yourself. because right. nobody knows what's going to happen from here on out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They really don't. So I would tell them, yo, make your presence felt, but also make the most of it. Mm. Even do things that you never did with your kids before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like go take a hike, go walk, go ride a bike. Do the things that you haven't done with your kids, because after this, we don't know what's going to happen. We might be working 24/7. Who knows?
Yeah, heavy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I say this all the time. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow we'll worry about itself, and today is all we have. And if today is all we have, you better go ahead and full throttle and make sure.
Embrace it.
Today.
Yo, if COVID has taught any of us anything, is that we could be here today and gone tomorrow for real. Like we've always heard the term. We've always used it as a cliche.
Yeah.
Now we actually know friends and family members that we haven't spoke to in weeks.
Weeks.
And then we find out, yo, they passed away. And yo, that's
I actually had a cousin that passed away from it.
Look at that. Condolences, man. And you just never know.
You never know. So, you
embrace
know.
I just saw somebody come in the back, man. They coming for you.
That's what it'd be right here. You know what I'm
saying? That's what's up. Thank you for letting Kenny do these things.
Yeah. All right, guys, this is live. You know what I'm saying? This is live. I ain't got my own studio yet.
Yeah. You don't need it, bro. You're a pro right now, man.
Yeah, you know. Here we go. All right. Sorry, guys. There he is.
That's you making your presence felt, bro. That's it.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? So check it out. That was wifey. She had to get something real quick. All right. So look, that all excellent points, man. Here today, gone tomorrow, you know, and thank God that we have air and breath and oxygen that we cannot even see. So be grateful for that. You know what I'm saying? You know God is real, whatever. If you know we breathing something and we can't even see it. With the naked eye. That's where your faith really comes in. So check this out. I want to do this game with you, right?
All
right. Game is called In the Clutch. You down? You ready?
Let's do it. In the Clutch. I like it already, man.
So it's called I'm Kenny Clutch, and this is In the Clutch, all right?
So, it sounds like you belong on ESPN right now, bro.
So basically, how everything came about with this game In the Clutch. I had a dance group called In the Clutch back in the day, right? And it started back in 2009. And pretty much In the Clutch as an acronym stands for Inspirational Dancers Creatively Linking Upon the Culture of Hip Hop. INDACLUTCH, Inspirational Dancers Creatively Linking Upon the Culture of Hip Hop. Got that?
That's a long one, bro. I might remember the hip hop. That's it.
That's cool. No problem.
No quizzes on that, bro.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a letter, uh-huh. and then you give me a positive word with the letter that I give you.
Okay.
Cool? All right, here we go. C.
C. Positive word with C, man. That's a tough one. Let's see. I really don't know, man. I can't. That's a tough one to see, man. You couldn't give me like a D or an M? Like, what's up?
Yeah, I give you one. I give you one. Courage. We'll go with courage.
Oh, no. Courage is a perfect one, man. But I, for some reason, that was totally out of my head, man. Because that's all we do, right?
Yeah, right. Courage. So I'm going to give you get one. You get one lifeline. All right. Okay, here we go. Right. Here we go. L,
loving, man.
Dope. U,
unanimous. Because okay. that's what I give them with my love, man.
T,
talented, man.
Mm. C again.
I can't use courageous again. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna use it though. Courageous.
There you go.
Actually, it's not positive, but I'm gonna give my son conniving because my little guy is one of them little slick snack men that he hears you with the rapper and he's running from across the room.
Right. H.
H, man, I'm gonna say happy, man, because that's all happiness.
That's clutch, y'all. Everybody, my man James Lopez, Fatherhood is Lit. Shout out your Instagram. Tell the people where they can find you at.
That's right. You can find me anywhere on Instagram, Twitter, any social media. It's gonna be Fatherhood is Lit. Straight to the point. Fatherhood is Lit. If you want to go to the website or you're looking for cool things for dads to do. Guess what? The site is called cool4dads.com. And there, that's how I started this whole thing. I wanted to become the Yelp for fathers, especially hip hop dads. And I started telling people what was cool out there to do for fathers, man, for the dads, you know, things that we could actually enjoy with our kids and might want to keep doing. Yeah.
Dope. Everybody, there it is. Give it up for my man, James Lopez. Fatherhood is lit on the Clutch Vision podcast. Make sure you guys share this with your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your your grandma, your grandpa, abuela, abuelo. Share with everybody.
Popo and Pap, hook them up.
share with the bugs or whatever that be at the front door at the nighttime as soon as you turn the light on. Share with them too. I don't care who it is. Share this video. Share this podcast. Let's make this the number one podcast in the world. We are sharing positivity, but all positivity all day to get you guys through. It's your boy Kenny Clutch on the Clutch Vision podcast. Remember, like I always say, when we change the mind, we change the game. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow we'll worry about itself. And today is all we have. It's your boy Kenny Clutch on the Clutch Vision podcast. We check y'all later.
Peace. Let's get it.